Hello, good evening. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of North Surveys. I'm not selling anything at all. I'm just running a small survey about the upcoming March elections. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us? I'll be brief as possible, okay?
When you said brief, how many minutes is it going to take?
I'd be lying if I tell you about 6 minutes at most.
Because you said that you would be lying and told the truth, I will do it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think honesty is the best policy. So I'm going to get...
It is, honey. It is. Go on.
Okay. So I'm gonna read quick. My name is Joe Kea. Now, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent,
Democrat.
Or something else? Okay.
Democrat.
There's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator
Colin.
Logan. Now, to see which one would take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote or wait until November to
definitely.
Vote in the... Definitely. Okay. Now, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Ron Kirk.
Oh, my God. How many years did we go back? I'll give him very favorable, but it was a long time ago.
What about Victoria Neve?
I don't know who she is.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Clay Jenkins?
Favorable, I'll give to Clay.
Somewhat favorable?
No, I'll just give him a favorable. Do you have a favorable?
No, just very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
All right, I'll give you somewhat favorable.
What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Yeah, I have somewhat favorable of Lizzie.
Nathan Johnson?
Nathan, somewhat favorable.
Jasmine Simon?
I don't know Jasmine.
Okay. Planned Parenthood?
Did you say Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Somewhat favorable.
What about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
And Roland Gutierrez?
I don't know.
Okay, moving forward so I can get you back to your day. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Elizabeth.
Okay, now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning and worker rights, or guns, sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons, or voting rights? Restrictions on voting,
okay.
Election, denial.
Oh, my God.
And,
wait a minute. You're going to make me pick one? Of all these, one?
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that I'm going to mention. Huh? Which one do you think is most important for the Democratic candidate to address? Okay?
Okay. What's
abortion,
the first one again?
Local control. Second one,
what does
guns.
That mean?
State
oh, local control of guns?
No, state Republicans
no.
Preempting
oh,
local
I
laws.
It. I got it. Local control. I got it. Okay.
Okay. Guns, sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons or voting rights. Restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. Abortion. Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. Education. Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. So which of these five, which do you think is more important that they should address?
Oh, my God. They're all so important.
Yeah.
hold on a minute. What do you think I should say? No, but we got to pick one because they use these things to decide what to address. I mean, obviously abortion is important, but also the gun control, but also the local control.
I don't care about you. But
what about local control?
It's important, but you gotta.
And the guns are out of hand.
They're very important, but you gotta choose.
I hate this question.
I'm sorry. Well, you also have a choice to don't know, or you refuse to answer, but.
No, no.
I think your opinion is very important.
Yeah, at least three of them are for sure on equal level. I'm not sure if I should answer this way, but I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm so conflicted. I'm going to say abortion.
Okay, moving forward. And what is the next most important issue? Local control, guns, voting rights.
All the same choices?
Yeah, local control, guns, voting rights, or education.
And for the guns, it's specifically the mental illness and raising the age together or separate?
Well, raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons and the sales law requiring a red flag mental background check.
So are the two different things or one the same?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, they're different or they're the same? I mean, they're together?
It has to do with the guns. Yeah, it's the same one. It falls under
all
the
under
guns category. Yeah.
Okay, I'll pick guns.
Okay, now moving forward. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independent and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
Neither. I will not answer that one.
Okay.
No.
Mm-mm. Next. Great.
I think there's other things, and that doesn't sit well with me. Go ahead.
Okay. Next. Rate is each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House. Jasmine Simon leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms. Now, denying actual racial history and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Now, would that cause you to definitely vote for her, probably vote, or does not impact you?
Not affect.
Now, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November.
So you want to know if that influences my decision?
Yeah, do that definitely make you vote for her, probably, or does not impact you at all?
We'll give it a probably.
Okay. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
It doesn't affect the way that I would vote.
Okay. Now, Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Now, how does that make you vote for probably, or does not impact you?
But there's three choices. It's probably, maybe, or doesn't impact, right?
Definitely, probably, or does not impact you.
Probably.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
That would be more on definitely.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. What is that?
It doesn't affect me.
Okay. Now, Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Probably.
And Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
I adopted my dog there, too. So we'll vote for her one.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely. I'll give her definitely just because of Operation Kindness.
And you know what? I do want to apologize because from what I'm looking at my, you know, we've had a kind of a, you know, fun answer because I think I overpassed the 6 minutes. I don't know if you want to continue.
That's okay. My fault. I haven't been very efficient.
Okay. No, you have no. I think you're answering great. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
Let's say that doesn't affect me.
Okay. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this house sea blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense, problem-solving approach.
Whatever the likely...
That does not probably or definitely.
I'll give it a definitely.
Okay, what about Jasmine and her husband have raised their 3 children in the Park City. Do that make you definitely vote for her? Probably or does not impact you at all?
Probably not. So
okay.
I don't think that was an option. That was
Which one?
To say it definitely won't make me vote for her. So that would be, it doesn't impact, right?
It doesn't impact.
You only have two positives and a neutral, right?
Yeah. Like the two positive will be definitely or probably in the that does not affect your decision to vote or not for her. It doesn't really move you at all. Okay, that's what. Basically.
Well, it moves me, but in a negative way. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what about Jasmine Simon? Is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Would that definitely make you vote for her? Probably, or does not impact you at all?
It doesn't impact me.
Okay, moving forward, we're at 80% already. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. So based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Lynn Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Liz.
Okay. Now, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidate. Rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against a Republican today. So would that make you definitely vote against her? Probably, or does not matter?
I'm not voting against her. If it's a negative, I'm not sure. Am I answering?
Or you could answer, don't know. You could answer, don't know if you want.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't influence me. But now I have to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Are you working for an independent survey group? Or are you working for Jasmine's organization?
No, ma'am, no. We are independent. It's called NORS, NORS Surveys. You could go ahead and look it up on the website. Okay.
Okay,
now.
All right, go on.
Now, the next question is, I'm trying to get you back to the, Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Does that make you definitely vote against her, probably, or does not matter to you?
Doesn't matter.
What about if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago.
Doesn't matter,
okay? Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Would that definitely make you vote against her, probably, or does not matter to you?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Now, Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Yeah.
So what would that make you? Definitely vote
that
against her?
Make me vote against that woman.
Okay, now moving forward. Now, after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for if the Democratic primary, if you had to choose today?
Liz.
Okay. Now, lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Oh, you want me to come up with it? You're not giving me a multiple choice?
No, this is something. This is your personal opinion.
Yeah.
Like the candidate for the Democratic Party in Texas. Which issue do you think is the most important that they should address? There's so many, huh?
I know, and there's such serious issues here in Texas that I just feel so split, but it's helpful to say. I mean, obviously abortion and guns and just the Republican control. I guess I'm going to say abortion because it's, you know, because I'm a woman. And
okay.
And we're the majority of the people here.
Now, moving forward, and these last few questions, ma'am, are just for statistical purposes, okay?
Yeah.
Now, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55, 64, or 65 and over?
The 55 and whatever, that was 64.
For real? Oh my God.
I'm 16 years old. I'm such a
No, old you're friend. For real? I thought, with all due respect to you and husband, I thought maybe you sounded like a young couple. I'm saying. You
I love that. He is kind of young, but I'm old.
Now, what was the last grade you completed in school? 0 to 11? High school?
I have a graduate degree. I have an MBA.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
It seems to be shifting lately, so I'm going to say moderate.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African American, Latino, Asian, Arab, Muslim, white, Caucasian, or other?
It will have to be other.
Okay. And
my people are never on the list. Go ahead.
The survey is over, and I want to thank you for answering, thank for sharing. But I'm gonna hang up, and I'm gonna stay. I wonder what other race could there be?
I'm not gonna say for this reason.
Okay.
We are a race of people that you're very familiar with. But we never get considered as a race of people unless it's in a negative sense. And we are not traditionally a white people, but we are not from African descent. And we look white, but we are not considered to be white by white people. So
you
say other, and I still this one.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, one thing I've learned in life at my 51 years old,
You're 51?
Yes, I am.
Now talk about sounding young.
Well, one thing I've learned about that no matter what race you are, what you believe in, it does not matter. My thing is to respect whatever you believe in, whatever you are, because as far as I'm concerned, you're a human being.
Yeah.
And
it just, you know, especially today, there's such a shortage of that respect and forgetting of history, and it's a really tough time in our history right now. It's really tough.
I think a lot of the educational values have been lost.
Yeah, this is true. And by the way, wouldn't that be nice if one of these candidates put education back on track in Texas? I can't imagine, but education is a mess. You know, it's absolutely terrible. I mean, in the public school system, and I'm familiar with the private school, but in the public school system, it's a mess. People are not getting an education to even get them ready for the world. But then also at home, you know, I don't know what people are teaching their kids. But
that's where the education first starts, at home.
No, but if there's nobody at home to teach it to you, where are you going to learn it? And if you have to work two jobs in order to either, you know, pay your bills or for your own self, you know, esteem, and there's nobody at home taking care of the kids, how are they going to learn?
Yeah, but you know, something like this that's very true, but if there's nobody at home, a role model like a dad or mom, they usually learn about life in the streets, and the things that they do learn are not actually positive. Most of them are all negative.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure, Diana. I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us. I had a lot of fun. You and your husband be blessed, and good night, okay?
Thank you to you, too. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
You. Have a good
Bye-bye.
Night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.